President Trump's vision of a border wall began to take shape yesterday. Contractors trying to win the bid for the final product started building their prototypes in San Diego. According to Customs and Border Protection, the prototypes will be finished within 30 days. Lawsuits are in progress, including one by California's Attorney General. He's saying the construction would breach environmental laws. Joining us with more details is AP correspondent Elliot Spaggett. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start off with the idea that there are lawsuits in progress now. So why is it that these prototypes are able to start and get going?
Well, the three lawsuits that have been filed, the one by California's Attorney General and the others by environmental advocacy groups, they do not seek any kind of injunction. So the first hearing is scheduled for, on one of these lawsuits, is scheduled for December 15th. Before Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who some of your listeners may recognize the name, he presided over the Trump University cases.
Right, and tell us, what does the funding look like for this project in the long term at this point? I mean, this is prototypes, but do they have the funding in place to actually build these?
No, the funding is a huge question. These contracts are just for models. There are 8 models: 4 made of concrete, 4 made of other materials. Small contracts, $500,000 or less. It's a 30 feet long, up to 30 feet tall. The funding for the wall is in limbo right now in Congress. The Trump administration requested $1.6 billion to build 60 miles in Texas and South Texas, which is the busiest corridor for illegal crossings right now, and replace 14 miles in San Diego. And Democrats are balking at that request.
Elliot, give us an idea of what it looks like out there. Obviously, many of our listeners have been to San Diego, and they have some idea of what the terrain is like there. I mean, are you able to actually see, based on what started yesterday? Is it blocked up? Just give us a picture, would you?
Well, actually, right now I'm waiting for a tour to go out to the site. It's blocked off. The view is blocked. It's a chain link fence covered in green tarp. There's a little protest area, or they call it free speech zone, off to the side that was set up by the local police for any organized protests. There have not been any yet, but it's going to be closed to public viewing. We're hoping the designs have not been released publicly. We're hoping to get a little bit of a better view a couple weeks down the road, but right now it's just a piece of dirt.
And is there going to be some sort of unveiling at some point? Is this like a competition in that way?
That has not been disclosed. In fact, we don't really know much about what's going to happen at the end of this 30-day period. It could be that one design wins, could be several designs, we don't know. I mean, I don't know how they're going to pick the winners. Just hasn't been disclosed yet.
And Elliot, finally, briefly, I hate to put it this way as a journalist, are you excited to kind of see what all the clamor has been about, or do you feel like it's probably going to be underwhelming?
I'm interested. I'm interested to see. I mean, some of the designs that were submitted were pretty interesting, shall we say. You know, solar panels. One was for a nuclear waste. Now, that nuclear waste storage, now, I don't think any of those made it through to the final cut. We don't know what the designs that got through to this final stage were, but I'm just interested to see what the designs are.
AP correspondent Elliot Spaggett. Elliot, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
One group that's voicing opposition to the border wall concept is Alliance San Diego, and that group's communications director is Hiram Soto. Mr. Soto, what are your biggest concerns about the prototypes and then the bigger project?
Well, regarding the prototypes, we see them as political theater, and we have really no plans to show up for the show. That's why we have not convened any protest. We see a wall that has no funding. So the prototypes being just a distraction from the most important issues that we need to take a look at right now as it relates to what's going on related to the Dreamers. The Dreamers, you know, the young immigrants who brought here to the United States, when they were children. And now Congress is debating the Dream Act in exchange for more border enforcement. So that's really what we're focusing on.
Are you thinking that if there were protesters and you organized that, it would bring too much attention that might actually have people take this more seriously then?
Well, you know, we got to focus our resources and our energy where it matters. And where it matters right now is in Washington, D.C., making sure that Congress passes a clean Dream Act and does not protect, you know, the Dreamers and does not throw under the bus their family members and their neighbors and their loved ones and their friends in exchange for more border enforcement. Now, what does more border enforcement mean? Yeah, it could mean the wall. It could also mean more Border Patrol agents. It could also be, you know, different resources for an out-of-control agency, which is Border Patrol, which is the real threat. So we're not really that concerned about the wall. We're more concerned about what goes on in the shadow of the wall.
Well, tell me about this then, because there are some people who will say, who even have supported Dreamers, maybe on the Republican side of the aisle, who have said that they want there to be some more border security, but not necessarily tied to a DREAM Act. Do you think additional border security is acceptable if it doesn't include the wall?
Let me put it to you this way. In 1986, and this is according to, you know, federal records. In 1986, one Border Patrol agent was arresting around 46 crossers, 1986. Fast forward to this year. A Border Patrol agent is arresting a crosser, less than one crosser on average per agent per month. So that way you can get an idea of how much quote-unquote border enforcement you need in the southern border. So our border has never been more militarized. We are at historic lows in terms of illegal border crossing. So does it make sense really to spend money on more border enforcement when the data, the government's own data, shows that we don't?
Does it feel to you like, when you're in San Diego, when you're near the border, does it feel militarized to you at that point?
Thank you for that question. You know, we people who live along the border see the presence of federal agents every day. They might get stopped and questioned for no reason, even racially profiled, going from one location to another via a checkpoint or via a stop, because there are more Border Patrol and federal agents in San Diego, just to give you an example, than peace officers in San Diego County. And that's the case across the southern border, including in Arizona. So, you know, when you live in the border, you actually experience the militarization. So it's not just crossing legally. It's really what happens on the other side, on our side.
Hiram Soto is Communications Director for Alliance San Diego.